This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. It seems the growing season has just begun, but for crabgrass control in lawns, early treatment is best. SDSU Extension Weed Ecology Field Specialist Greg Reichs reports most crabgrass herbicides work on germinating seeds.
Crabgrass preventers work best before the crabgrass emerges, so if you can have that in the soil while the crabgrass is probably starting to germinate, getting that on sooner than later would be ideal.
Pre-emerge herbicides to prevent crabgrass emergence belong to the Group 3 family of herbicides, with pendimethalin the most common. Reich states if crabgrass has already sprouted, another option exists.
Shortly after crabgrass emerges, there's one product called dithiopyr that could be still applied, but pendimethalin and proteamine are the two active ingredients that need to be applied before the crabgrass emerges.
Spring control of dandelions is also possible, with 2,4-D quite effective. But again, early is best, before the weeds begin to bloom.
Not saying you can't after flowering. It's just the best performance is before flowering. And we obviously want to prevent more seed from being produced, whether it's on a range or in a lawn.
While weed and feed products seem to be popular, Reichs advises fertilizing lawns in mid-May, after two mowings, giving grasses time to strengthen their roots before encouraging robust growth. This later nutrient application may be too late for control of some weeds. Find details on weed management in spring lawns under the Garden tab at extension.sdstate.edu.